HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The TSA is expecting to break records this long holiday weekend, screening more than 17 million passengers. Annie Leonard describes what delays look like at Dulles Airport in Virginia.
There were so many people laying down all over the place that it looked like a triage unit in a hospital.
Former President Donald Trump hit the campaign trail in Pennsylvania.
Kamala, who's a total lightweight, did you see her on television last night? This is going to be the president. This is going to be the president of our country. I don't think so.
Columbus Blue Jackets hockey player Johnny Gaudreau and his brother were killed by an alleged drunk driver while bike riding in New Jersey. Both of them played hockey at Boston College. Spokesman Jack Dunn.
We're just absolutely shocked by this tragic news. It's unimaginable.
The brothers were in town for their sister's wedding that has reportedly been canceled. CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump back in Wisconsin for the first time since the Republican convention in Milwaukee last month.
We're going to win this election. We're going to turn this country around. We're going to become an unbelievable growth country.
Trump answered questions at a town hall in La Crosse last night. Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Trump's answers lacked specifics.
Each question got into just a piece of the stump speech and never really gave a substantive answer.
Topics range from abortion to Social Security to illegal immigration. Expect heavy traffic at times this Labor Day weekend. The busiest time should be this afternoon and all day Monday. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation recommends checking 511WI.gov. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A new study from the University of Wisconsin-Madison School of Medicine and Public Health found most residents already have PFAS in their bloodstream, but at a lower level than the national average. According to a WSAW report, the study examined over 600 participants and found the strongest link between high PFAS levels and lifestyle in older men who eat freshly caught fish. Scientists say they didn't see any surprising patterns, and there was no evidence that eating fresh fish was the cause of the higher levels at this time. The Chippewa Falls Area Unified School District has announced a potential change in ownership for its current school bus provider. According to a press release, the change is expected to take effect by November 1st, and the district is working to make the transition as seamless as possible for area families. District officials noted that they've received assurances that the change will not disrupt current services, all existing routes are expected to remain the same, and the safety and reliability of the service remains their top priority. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers blank the Giants. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. Milwaukee's Aaron Civale and Aaron Ashby combined for a two-hit shutout to give the Brewers a series win over San Francisco. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers have been exceeding expectations.
This team is, as soon as you think they're, I don't know about this club. They don't have this guy. Who's this guy? They don't have enough of this. They don't have enough of that. They got enough of something.
The Brewers piled up 8 hits in the 6-0 victory. Now the Brewers turn the page to a doubleheader Friday against the Cincinnati Reds in Ohio, where temperatures are expected to be around 100 degrees. The Wisconsin Badgers kick off their football season tonight against Western Kentucky at 8 p.m. It's the second year of the Luke Fickell era after going 7-6 a year ago. You can hear the Badgers tonight on our Civic Media stations WRJN, WRCE, WFHR, and WLAK, or on the free Civic Media app. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Beautiful holiday weekend weather ahead. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. Highs of 70 to 75 Sunday and Labor Day, more sunshine. And the pleasant temps continue through the rest of next week. Right now it's 78 degrees.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad. or the seriously smart podcaster? It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Labor Day edition of the show. We'll look back at Wisconsin history and Labor Day. Be with us then.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air.
This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Yes, it is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Friday, TGIBPF, thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday. Johnny Lupinacci, here we are.
Yes, it is. It's Friday. And you know what, Tim? It's getting really close to Friday Night Lights all around the country, especially in Wisconsin. Can't wait, man. Fall is special. It's still summer. It's back to school. But there's something about fall evenings, especially fall Fridays. Yeah. I know I get excited for football. College football this weekend. Pro football, not as exciting as high school football. Let's admit it, you know, joking. But college and high school football is so awesome. And such a stalwart part of almost every community I've ever been a part of, right? Like, not every kid plays football. Not every people or not every family likes football. But communities in this country, we have some traditions around Friday Night Lights. Mm. And it's a pretty good time, man. So really exciting to turn that page from summer to fall. And I know you're ready for it.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely ready for it, because I tell you right now, man, where I'm at, it has been a scorcher for like days and days on end, man.
Oh, that's headed my way.
High 90s, no rain, no nothing, man. Okay. The only good thing is I have not had to cut my grass. I think I cut my grass like last in May. I'm exaggerating, obviously, but
been dry, huh? It's been dry.
It's been dry, you know, and it's been hot, and you walk outside and you're kind of like, oh God, put me back inside. But hey, you know what? Friday night though, lots going on, Johnny. I got, you know, hey, guess what? Friday night, Tim's Trivia. I got one for everybody tonight. I tell you what.
Don't tell us yet, though.
Hold on a little bit, man. But it's gonna, you know, you're gonna have to put together your thinking caps. It's not gonna be one of those crazy.
Is it a
ones,
riddle
like,
this week?
It's not a riddle. It's a riddle. No, it is a, well, you know, it'll be an answer and a date will be what is required to get this one. So we'll put it together. I'm looking forward to it, but you know, thinking about as we do this show all the time, and just the work that we've done, the guests that we've had on have been, you know, stellar. We're always talking about the bedrock of democracy being our public schools. And Johnny, you know, pointing out though too, those events that connect with schools for people to remember those things, you know, whether, and again, Friday Night Football, it makes perfect sense in the fall to be talking about that. But you know, all of those events, whether it's the drama event, yep, that those kids are putting on, whether it's the first graders playing violins that are absolutely horrible to listen to, but
the
you got to
quarters and turned over 5 gallon buckets.
All of it
matters. Shakespeare, yeah. Night. I always liked that one. The student production of one of the Shakespeare's, my favorite, The Tempest. So all those different community events, man, they're so important.
Well, it's what keeps the community going. And I think so many times we forget and we put those all together in one big basket and then look at them and go, wow, look at what happens in our town, in our community, in our area with our public school. It's football, it's drama, it's parades, it's, you know, the firemen are out there showing things. It's just all of those things to realize that. And you say, why is that important, Tim? What are you bringing that up for? Now, it's to point out the realization that so many people forget. When we talk about democracy, we talk about public schools, to realize the seriousness of what we're putting forward here is that there's no democracy without the ability to live and learn in a laboratory of democracy, which is our public school system. That doesn't mean it's without critique and without fault, because we're talking about that. But the reality of, where do you learn democracy? Where do you learn to be a citizen? Where do you learn to actually be a contributing member? It's your public schools. So we remind people every night of the week here is that this is not a show where you're going to necessarily come on and go like, what are they teaching us about tonight? What is the latest homework? No. The essentialness is to realize everything that goes into life. The community public school is the center of the universe, man.
Yeah, man. And just to have conversations around that every day. So, I mean, I'm looking back at this week, Tim, and woo, what a banger of a week. I mean, they zip by and we are still riding that wave and that energy of like pure political joy, because there is more than just hope. Like, let's hope some miracle happens for the election. We're not looking for a miracle. We've got a real strong ticket. And I'm seeing Democrats organize all the way down, all the way up from the presidential ticket to your local elections. There is energy and there's action with that. But Tim, this week was pretty awesome. Monday, we got a great call from, we got a call because we are teachers, right, Tim? Mm-hmm. We're professors and teaching teachers. We had a teaching career. I mean, like educators talking education. We had a caller on Monday who called in and said, I have a question about Electoral College, and you know what? Could you talk about Electoral College social studies teachers, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci here? So we talked about the Electoral College. We got into it, and then Tuesday,
teaching moment. I mean, it was really just the wonder absolutely. Of live radio.
Yeah,
don't you love that when that happens? And then Edgewood College, grow your own. I mean, that's the backyard right outside the studio in Madison, right there. Edgewood College folks teaming up with Madison teachers. The Grow Your Own. We love that Grow Your Own program everywhere. And was really cool, Tim, just a recap, listeners, you should go back and listen to the awesome stuff that's happening between Madison Schools and Edgewood College. And it's not only there, it's happening all around the country. Really cool ways that unique partnerships are creating pathways for people who think they would be great educators to become teachers. Tim, man, I'm reflecting on a lot.
Yeah, you are, man.
This last year, we had premonitions at the New Year's. We were saying, hey, what could we do? What would we hope for? And two premonitions have come 100% true. One was, I said, more teachers were going to run for office. I had no idea. I should actually say I thought I knew. I had no idea that it would be the vice president candidate.
Right.
That would be a former teacher running for office, because there are so many educators running for really important local elections around this country. The most I think we've ever seen in an election. So teachers' voices are getting out there. The other thing, Tim, we said we hoped more of is that people out there listening to Busted Pencils who were really excited about how could I become a teacher? Not like, hey, how can I go back to school because I'm, you know, picking a college after high school or I'm ready to go full time and move close to a university. No, how could everyday working folks who enjoy teaching other people things, especially young people, become teachers? And those Grow Your Own programs that we keep learning more and more about, and they call in and they talk to us, and those program directors and professors and teachers talk about those programs, and our listeners. This is where I come all the way to this. We heard from a listener offline, right in the stream the other night, who called in and said, my wife is really interested in becoming a teacher. Can you connect her to that Grow Your Own program? I love when Tim we can make a connection like that. So that's one more teacher in Wisconsin that's going to be a great teacher and is going to likely stay in teaching because these programs are solid. So we have that on Tuesday. And we got a great lineup because we had Educators Amplified on Wednesday.
Yep.
And then we had a real good conversation. Got slightly cut off because, you know, some dude who wants to be president thinks he can run a country, landed in lacrosse. But you know what? Thursday, we had a great conversation with WP, and we'll talk about it more because stay with us. This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
It is, man. And here's the deal.
It's Friday.
It is TGIBPF. Thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday. Johnny, it's Tim's Trivia.
Yes. Oh, it's Tim's Trivia.
Yeah. Bum. All right, so check it out, man. There was an event. I'm going to go back. You know, people say you always love picking on Pennsylvania. I do. So there's a hint, though, there in that. What U.S. city had an event that led to the first air quality regulations in the country? And what was the year that that event happened? So Pennsylvania, well, maybe something there. But there was an event, and this event led to the first air quality regulations in the country out there. So we're looking for the city, looking for the year. And you know what, too? And if you want to call in 855-752-4842, you'll know a little bit more about that. We're going to be sharing, though, because this is one of those when I did not know that. And wow. Holy crap.
I got nothing off the top of my head, Tim. Usually I've got, you know, a dart I can throw. I'm a little stumped. So I love this one.
A little trivia.
Listeners are going to get it, though. I got faith in our listening core out there. You got this one.
What are you thinking, Jess?
I have no idea.
Stumped. Johnny and Jess stumped on this one. Just to go, Tim will give us some clues if listeners don't nail it right away.
Well, yeah, gave you one, though, too, already. You know, gives you a place to start looking. But, yeah,
we know,
man. We know what state it was. You know,
I mean, pretend. Do we, though? I mean, if we follow the patterns of
Tim's. It could be a misdirect. Yeah.
The clue is sometimes a red herring.
Yeah, it could be, well, you know, well, Pennsylvania has some coastline, and that was the connection. And really, really, we're looking
at Pennsylvania as a state. And also this other place is in a state.
Arkansas.
You know how
Tim's
trivia goes. The clues can sometimes be a red herring. And I love that about you, Tim. That's part of it.
You keep us on our toes.
That's what we do. 855-752-4842. If you have an answer for Tim's trivia, put it out there. The question, what U.S. city had an event that led to the first air quality regulations in the country? And what was the year that that happened? It's out there. We'll take text messages. You know, those of you out there on the Civic Media app that you've downloaded that you're using all the time to catch all that great Civic Media programming, hey, use it. If you're on the Twix, as Johnny pointed out last night, that's the Twitter X. You could do that. You know, you're on the Civic Media Twitter X page. You're looking at it. You're watching. You're like, man, those guys and that producer they have. Yeah, they're pretty good eye candy, man. Yeah, we know that. Facebook.
Oh, come on. Facebook radio, Tim.
Facebook and YouTube. Yeah, come on, Jess, right? You know, hey, look, I tell you what, though, if you are coming in to watch, though, just to let you know that you might want to put on some sunglasses because there's a lot of reflection coming off of the top of two of the guys' heads in there. Busted Pencils, fully leaded, 855-752-4842. Tim's Trivia, looking forward to the call. What are we doing this for the cause? We're just doing
this is 93.5 The Tap.
Wurzer Builders invites you to discover easy living in their 55-plus senior condos conveniently located on Eau Claire's south side in the Timber Bluff neighborhood development. Enjoy quality custom units with well-thought-out floor plans, kitchens with center islands and granite countertops, charming front porches, and outdoor patios with pergolas. Units are two-bedroom, two-bath, come complete with appliances, and start in the 270s. Contact Wurzer Builders today for lot availability and building details at info@wurzerbuilders.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Gotta love coming in like that. Sam Mickleriff, Rise Against, Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded, Education Talk. Educated educators talking education. Man, I tell you, yeah, No FX, Rise Against, pointed out all the time, man, but you are never going to get this kind of music on any other radio show that you're listening to. Dealing with public education, it's like public education, democracy, punk rock. How did they pull that off? Hey, we do it all the time because we're doing it for the cause, Johnny Lupinacci. Speaking Absolutely. Of the
Speaking
cause,
of that, though, Tim, and I'm thinking about it, the cause too. You know, special about it. Tim was a guest on Busted Pencils. I mean, he's a fan and a friend of Busted Pencils. So, you know, the interconnectedness of
right.
punk music, of political statement, of, you know, a people's movement around recognizing education. It's real. It's raw. You know, I love it, man. I love that it's happening.
You're talking about that too. It just made me think about, you know, yeah, the people that have made their appearance here on Busted Pencils, right? You know, Tim yeah. Mickleriff, Rise Against, Alfie Cohn, constant person who's been writing about education, Diane Ravitch, Matt Damon's mom. You know, even too, if you had a, you know, a couple.
I mean,
times
I fell over laughing the first time we got that call. It says, "Hey, will you stop bugging me?" And
I was gonna say,
right. I mean, I fell over when Matt Damon came out and said that.
Right. I mean, we got Matt Damon dropping. Yeah, we got the Matt Damon dropping lines for the show. You know, you just think about that. And well, it's what we do though, is that we put this out there because we know there are listeners out there going, it's just like, yeah, these are people that Johnny and I, you know, first of all, yeah, there's some celebrityness, but then also the other types, you know, we're bringing in what people are going like, I didn't know that person was out there doing that kind of work. Kevin Kumashiro out big there, time. Just big time, you know, Julian Vasquez Heilig, right? You know, kind of bringing in that higher education, these people that are out there doing that incredible work with diversity, equity, and inclusion types of things. And again, embedding of that all in this advocacy for what we talk about, public schools, to realize that. So linking punk rockers, Matt Damon's mom, Diane Ravitch, Alfie Cohn, all this together. And this is what you get when you go, it's like, wait a minute, how do you put on a show like that?
And don't forget, man, if we're talking punk.
Yeah.
Our guy Martin. Come on, man.
Right? Martin Atkins, Public Image Limited, Johnny Rotten's first energy. Band after yep. the Sex Pistols. It's just there. And so we do that. Ah, man, but I'll put out a hint though, too. You know, quick pivot. Hey, what U.S. city had an event that led to the first air quality regulations in the country? What was the year? The number is 855-752-4842. I know it's a Friday coming into a big, you know, holiday weekend. People are like, man, we're out partying already. Hey, you can call us from your party. We don't care. Man, jump on the horn. We'll hear a little bit of background noise, background music. Call us in with your best punk stuff too. Tell us who we should be playing. 855-752-4842. Man, it's what we do. We busting some pencils, you know, lots of events coming on. And Johnny, well, we were talking to, just to point out, Jess and I today, we're talking with one of the sports people from Civic Media, Jimmy Koska today. Hey. And really pointing out that in fact, coming up, not tonight, next Friday, first round of district or district games. Jess, was he saying that like the games that count?
Right.
Yeah.
All the games that count start next Friday.
Yeah, man, it's exciting.
Yeah. You know, there've been a couple games here coming up, you know, kind of getting people warmed up, but Friday night football, the divisional, the sectionals, the conference games, they all start next Friday. So people, if you're out there getting ready for your team, man, you know, whatever it is that you're doing, getting ready to have that Friday night football. When I lived in Madison, I used to go every Friday night, you know, watch my son play football right there, go over and get a nice fresh brat, good Wisconsin, a nice brat, man. Put some nice, you know, hot mustard on top of that. Yeah, man. You know, and out there for high school football, man. We did that every Friday night. We walked down there, and people in our neighborhood in Verona, you'd see everybody walking down to the field every Friday night, you know, because that was a huge event. Friday night football in Verona. We know that. These are, again, to remind people, man, you don't have Friday night football the way you do without Busted Pencils together with public schools. Well, put those things, you know, Johnny. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And to recap, because it's Friday's recap, you know, while our listeners still trying to figure out Tim's trivia, right? So don't forget, if you got that Tim's trivia, call in 855-752-4842. But recapping the week, yesterday we talked to, you know, WPEN Washington Wisconsin Public Educators Network, WPEN. And they were talking about referendums, right? And we broke it down, like, first and foremost, they said, like, we've said so many times, why do we even have to have these referendums? Well, because we don't really fund our public schools in an equitable or even an equal way. Like, we are underfunding our public schools at a legislative level. And remember, listener out there, we always talk about this on a 101 level. Schools, education in this country is a state right. Right. States are in charge of the public schools in their state. They have a responsibility. Our state government has a responsibility to public education. And historically, that's funding that public education as well. And that funding has not been so equitable. And that's a nice way of saying it's just been pretty much in decline for a long time. It's not sufficient. And then we learned about some of the ways that and reasons why we need referendums and how important they are to support. And the illusions of maybe you have a great sports facility, but that was through private donation. And so you might see like a really great football facility. And I hope you see a lot of them. I mean, I love my Friday footballs, high school football stuff, but or a track meet with a really great track or a baseball game with an awesome baseball, you know, setup over there. Cool dugouts and bleachers for us to sit in, you know, eat our sunflower seeds and just participate in high school sports and community activities. But the school itself is funded not by private donation, but through legislative dollars that have declined and aren't enough to get it done. So, you know, referendums then come up and we have to support those referendums so that kids are getting a good education. Because if you're not getting a good education, right, who's going to play in those sport games? Who's going to grow up to be the citizens and the people contributing to our growing economy? I mean, it's just befuddling to me. Like, come on, we got to fund schools. But we're in a moment where referendums are necessary. And so we have WPEN really helping out, making sure those referendums get yes votes.
Was that a hint you just gave us, Tim?
No, I'm getting ready. I was doing the befuddled. Oh. But no, what's, just,
okay. That's a trivia question. Restate it.
Hint. Yeah, restate the question. First of all, what U.S. city had an event that led to the first air quality regulations in the country? And what was the year? A thick yellowish fog. And we're talking about an event. Here's another hint. Tragic. That's, hey, it led to the first regulations.
Yeah.
Air quality regulations.
Not come from great things.
So my guess is that somebody didn't go out and smell some stinky hog farms and go like, we need to fix that. This was an event that caused air quality regulations. Okay. Yeah. You know, thick yellowish fog. Busted Pencils. Give us a call. We want to hear from you.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two people in Wisconsin are dead from West Nile virus. A third was in the hospital last we knew. They're the first human cases in Wisconsin reported this year, and they happened in Outagamie, Fond du Lac, and Brown counties. Health officials say all three were diagnosed in July. The two who died, died in August. This week is World Water Week. Conservationist Danny Quissel says droughts in recent years remind us that water is a precious resource.
It's a mindset to have in wet periods and dry periods. I think you build those habits over the long term. I think it's important to be thinking about being a good steward of the resource.
Quissel says innovation and technology have made agriculture more efficient in using water to grow food. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Eau Claire residents should expect some upcoming delays on I-94. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, construction crews will be doing bridge work around the area. East and westbound I-94 at the Wisconsin 93 interchange will be fully closed to traffic from 10 p.m. on Thursday to 5 a.m. on Friday. DOT crews will be doing construction on the north and southbound bridges, including replacing bridge joints and concrete and fiber wrapping the bridge piers. Traffic will be detoured through the interchange ramps. Two of the suspects involved in an Eau Claire home invasion and stabbing in April have been sentenced to 5 years of probation. According to a WQOW report, Raymond Charbonneau and Caleb Bertrang were sentenced to 5 years of probation for their roles in the incident that saw two people stabbed over a drug-related dispute. Another person involved in the incident, Brandon Pember, was sentenced to 5 years in prison, and Ivy Leonard, who admitted to stabbing the victims, was sentenced to 44 days in jail and 5 years probation. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. One of America's favorite entertainers is writing her autobiography as a Broadway musical. Yahoo News reports that Dolly Parton will bring glitz and glamour to the stage in New York and do it on her terms. The show will tell the story of her humble childhood and growing up with 11 siblings in Tennessee and follow her rise to fame in Nashville. As fun as that may sound, it gets even better as her music will be showcased throughout the story. Hello, I'm Dolly will premiere in 2026. Will Ben Affleck ever recover from his failed marriage of almost 2 years to Jennifer Lopez? Robert Kennedy Jr.'s daughter, Kick, might have the answers. According to Page Six, Kick, whose real name is Kathleen, which is actually much easier to say with Kennedy, the duo has been hanging out at various spots around L.A. over the last several months. Spokespeople for Affleck and Kennedy say the two are just friends who hang out at hotels alone and have sex. I paraphrase the last part. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Beautiful holiday weekend weather ahead. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s. Highs of 70 to 75 Sunday and Labor Day, more sunshine. And the pleasant temps continue through the rest of next week. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
You know, Greg Bach, I think it is time. I need a little time away.
Jane, are you going on vacation?
Yes, I am going on vacation. I feel confident. You're going to do a great job. You got Calvin.
Wait, I'm hosting?
Yes, dear, you're going to be hosting.
I thought you were taking me with you. Okay, I guess I will host the show in your stead. Thank you very much.
I trust you.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
We'll be back live at 6 a.m. Tuesday. On Monday, catch our recent climate check segment on protecting our freedom to have clean air and water.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
I feel like jumping in on that, man. We will rock you. I love the remake. I still go back to, man, watching Freddie Mercury and Queen do this live, Johnny. I was 13 years old and got to see Queen in concert, 1983. Man, Freddie Mercury.
That live, must have been a core memory.
Live, we will rock you. OMG.
You guys lose my mind.
Yeah. You made me think of something else, though, too, John. We were talking about NoFX and all the music connections we had, but I was watching a show last night. I didn't even know this show existed, but are bass players really human?
What?
And, And guess who it's hosted by?
I don't know. I got to, like...
Geddy Lee from Rush.
Man, I got to check. It's a show? What is this on?
Yeah, it's on Prime, I think is where okay. I found it. It was on Paramount Stream. But it's like, and so Geddy Lee goes around, there's like five episodes, and he interviews, you know, famous bass players, and they kind of talk about it. And so last night we were watching the interview with Trujillo, the bassist for Metallica, Robert. Yeah, yeah, you know, and then we were just finishing or just getting ready to start on, and I'm drawing a blank on his name, but the bassist for Nirvana, who's done a lot of interesting type of work.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Becoming
Chris
Novoselic or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. He's like totally into being like a cool Democratic citizen. All right,
quick, before we get back to typical educated educators talking education, this is part of it. Like, who's your favorite all time bass player? Man, it's two guys that blow my mind that come to mind first when I think of bass. But Tim, who's your favorite bass player?
Well, I was going to say one of mine is the right there. He's my man, Geddy. You know what it is too? Maybe his bass playing isn't as awesome as some others, but the fact that he could play that bass, also move to keyboard and sing like he sang.
Yeah, I mean, there's a list of them who have held it down, and I would say bass players are kind of unsung heroes of some amazing bands, right? If you're a bass player, you're out there, you know it. Bass and drums hold it all together, and they rarely get the credit that they should get. But man, when I think bass players, two bass players that just have blown my mind every time I saw him, and growing up hearing those bass lines come on tracks, the first, definitely, maybe my top, Flea from Red Hot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Absolutely love that guy. And always, like, what a great outspoken dude for so many great causes, for such a long career as a high energy and unique bass player. And then Les Claypool. Woo-hoo-hoo. Remember Primus and Claypool? And I still get out to see Les Claypool shows. He puts together an amazing show and tours with just phenomenal band. But man, those two guys always just blew my mind when it came to bass. And so, man, big props to bass players out there.
Props to bass players and right there too. And Sherry, oh my, I love Queen. Sherry, yeah, thank you guys. Everybody's like, where's Sherry been? She put the shout out. She's sorry. She's a little bit late, you know.
Hey, sometimes you're late to class, but you're never late to Busted Pencils, because you can listen live every day, right? But you can also tune into the Civic Media app. You can go to the Civic Media site. You can download our episodes. They upload right after the show. So even if you're running a little bit late, you can catch the content that you missed and get the whole thing.
Hmm.
You know what that means? Every day on Busted Pencils, that bell rings and signals we got democracy in action. Shout out. We got to recognize when core democratic values are put into practice that strengthens democracy. We call that here on Busted Pencils, democracy in action. Tonight's core value, this is a special shout out. Tonight's core value is popular sovereignty. What does that mean, popular sovereignty? That's the power of the government comes from its people. Right? We the people are the government. We the people strengthen democracy. We the people make the change, right? That's you. So tonight, Democracy in Action goes to every listener of local radio. They're a huge part of strengthening democracy. Mm. Democracy in Action to those listeners. And I'm going to shout out the listeners that come to mind tonight for me for this Democracy in Action. You are the people. We are the government. Sherry, That's you tuning in and listening and showing us love. Good evenings every night from Sherry, Tom, L.A. Tom, man. This whole core democratic value. I mean, if there's a listener who gets this badge, it's L.A. Tom, because he starts every call with reminding us we the people are the government. Jack from Merrimack, always dropping that teacher experience and wisdom he has on so many Wisconsin issues in education. CJ, my man, CJ, sending us so many awesome pictures while we're live. We're getting all kinds of memes and edits.
That's Cam.
Cam.
CJ's my guy who argues with us about, about charter schools. We love you too, CJ. You're part of it because we don't always have to agree, but actually CJ and Tim and Johnny, we all do agree about the need for change in schools.
Oh, we do.
My man, CJ. Cam, that's our guy with the pictures. Joanne from Matt.
Joanne
has called in and asked so many great things. And there's so many more. Cindy on Monday night called in and asked about the Electoral College. And there's so many other listeners who you're in conversation with us, even if you're not calling or posting. We know you're listening. And tonight's Democracy in Action goes to you because we the people are the government. We are the power. You listening to local radio and being part of that exchange of information, that dialogue that is the fabric of democracy, especially when we're talking about public education, where our young people are learning to do what we're all doing here. So appreciate you and big shout out. You're our Democracy in Action recipients tonight. Sherry, Tom, Jack, Cam, CJ, even you. We love you, my guy. Joanne from Madison, Jack from Merrimack, all the crew. Man, big shout out because we've appreciated you being our favorite listeners.
Oh, man. Thank you, Johnny Lupinacci out there. And thank you, listeners out there. And I got to put one out there, too. We haven't heard from him in a long time. We used to have to wake him up. Steven from Green Bay.
Wow. Oh, yeah. My man, Steven. He got a different schedule.
Yeah. Listening. You know, he's out there. But, hey, and if you are listening, we're still waiting, man. We got that Busted Pencil swag. What U.S.
city
has?
You got to give us another hint, man.
Okay, I'm going to say, though, let's go with the question. What U.S. city had an event that led to the first air quality regulations in the country? And what was the year? Pennsylvania, thick yellowish fog. Thinking about, you know, where do you... I'll give you the general area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where was all of that industrial pollution kind of... What city in Pittsburgh was known?
What city it's in not, Pittsburgh?
We just fifth grade, Tim. I know exactly where your fifth graders got through your class, man. We just figured out how to get there.
Step by step until he lets it out.
And Sherry texted in Los Angeles.
That's Sherry. That would have been my dart. That's the one I would have thrown had Tim not spilled the beans.
I just said Detroit. I would have potentially thought that as well with all the manufacturing.
Yeah, a lot of manufacturing. So I'm going to, why Pittsburgh steel mills? In fact, even as, which this date is kind of funny, but growing up in the late 60s, early 70s in Pennsylvania, there it truly was where you could come out on days and truly see the pollution. In fact, I remember my mother saying, you guys aren't allowed to go outside today because the smog. And it was just kind of like floating ash from the steel mills would just kind of hang in the air right there and you could smell it. The city was not, though, Pittsburgh, but it gives you a little bit of a geography connection there because it's, in that same area. Dense fog. And truly, truly, this was a tragedy, too. Truly a tragedy. When we get to the pointing it out, Detroit, everybody's like, man, what are the stinky cities? Well, you now know, but what is that? There was a little town that where you kind of had this. And anybody watching the stream right now is like, man, what the hell is Johnny doing with his eyebrows right there? That was like one of them stupid human tricks.
I don't know, man. I just was thinking about all this smog that you're talking about, and I was like, man, my eyes feel a little dry. So I blinked and did a little thing where I pull my eyebrows up and give them a little snap.
Speaking of that, though, too, I mean, if you've ever, you know, if people, if you've ever lived in areas where there is sometimes a stench, in one area that, you know, is anybody, either Johnny or Jess, lived near a paper mill?
No.
I have. The sulfur smell.
Yeah, man.
And you know what? Because as Jess brought it up, growing up in Detroit by so many factories right. and some also living by a paper mill now twice in my life, you know, I have grown, this sounds terrible, I've grown fond of the smell. there's only a few of us who are desensitized to sulfur factory smell. And for me, it has nostalgic. Same thing. This is awful admission. Same thing around. I know it's the most disgusting smell for a majority of the population, but, and I'm glad that in general, there's not a lot of cigarette smoking, but when I do get a whiff, I'm like, being a kid, because I grew up in an era where literally every grown up smoked, every, I mean, working class kid in Detroit, like,
so you just associated with childhood?
Yes. You know what, Jess?
I don't know if I should feel bad or.
No, that is actually a bad thing for our age bracket. You know, you're in a younger generation, so you hopefully have been on the better side of this, because it has not fared well for our elders. Like, we know that is actually not in any way a good thing.
No, it turns out that activates. All those campaigns in the 20s about you should smoke cigarettes, they're so good for your health. They were lying.
They were, in fact,
being motivated by money.
But you're talking about that scent, though, Johnny. And yeah, Jess, just so you know, like, because, you know, I'm even a little bit older than Johnny. And you said every family member. It's interesting. Not my mother and father were like the people who didn't smoke, but all my aunts and uncles, and we all got together. And yeah, I mean, holidays, you know, people say, you know, smells you associate with like events. And yeah, the smell of cigarette smoke kicks me back into pleasant childhood memories, which is kind of weird, right?
Now, while we're on this, I got an education related one, and it's actually even grosser than the ones we've got. I also have two terrible smells that do the same thing, and they're probably equally as bad. One is locker room and gym. I mean, that smell is awful. I'm like, oh, this is the best. You know, and the other one, which is even grosser than locker room and gym, that activates that childhood memory of like, I'm in this place I really like, is, you know what, some of my best teachers all drank coffee and probably also smoked. The coffee smoke breath. And they're like, they got in close to remind you, you're not talking right now. You know, Johnny, what are you supposed to be doing right now? We're not supposed to be talking. You need to be in your seat. And like, I really liked some of those teachers. I don't know, or them saying, that's a really good drawing, or you're really good at writing your eights and your A's. You know, I've associated those praises from those teachers I really loved, you know, and that coffee smoke breath that they carried with them. Every once in a while, when I catch a whiff of that, I'm like, aw, Mrs. Doyle, aw. Yeah. You know, like, I immediately takes me back to those caring teachers that, yes, they needed cigarettes and coffee to get through. Yeah, to get through those tough moments with little Johnny.
Oh, my God, that's such good stuff. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Putting it out there one more time, giving you an opportunity. What U.S. city had an event that led to the first air quality regulations in the country, and what was the year? Maybe something to do with Pennsylvania, maybe somewhere around Pittsburgh. Hey, you got that chance. Busted Pencil swag. Man, can't wait, though. It's TGI BPF. Thank God it's Busted Pencils Friday. Stay tuned. Somebody better put your back in your place.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is a presentation from Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and Civic Media. It's Friday Night Lights time in the Chippewa Valley. Eau Claire High School football is on the air. Coverage of tonight's matchup begins with the pregame show featuring an interview with the head coach, a look around other area action, and the keys to the game. Let's go to the field. Here's Scott Montesano.
It's time to turn on the Friday Night Lights. Hello, everyone, and live from New Richmond High School, it's Eau Claire Area High School football. This evening, it's week number two of the 2024 season, as we have the Eau Claire North Huskies at the New Richmond Tigers. Patience is a virtue, whether it's waiting a few minutes to cut into that steak after it's been taken off the grill, gotta let the juices settle, or waiting 24 extra hours for a game. Being patient pays off. North and New Richmond tonight, after the teams decided to delay last night's scheduled meeting due to the forecast, and it turned out to definitely be the right call. So instead of dealing with in-game delays and gnarly weather, we have a gorgeous night for this non-conference matchup. North looking to get a win. They let one slip by last week as they fell against Menominee, had a big lead early, just could not move the ball though in the second half, and ended up losing a tight one to Menominee, 22-19. As for New Richmond, they eked out a 7-6 win at Marshfield in what was a slog of a game. They couldn't really punch it in either, but they didn't allow Marshfield to move the ball much either, and Marshfield's only points came on a pick six. So it is North and New Richmond tonight. I'm Scott Montesano, joined this evening by Derek Montesano. Excited to have you with us for a new season of Eau Claire Area High School Sports. Kickoff coming up tonight at 7. Right now we check in with the head coach of the North Huskies, Matt McGinnis, and we start with him giving us his takeaways from that week one game against Menominee.
Yeah, so, you know, we were obviously very disappointed with the result. We just made too many mistakes down the stretch, you know, and Menominee made their fair share of mistakes. You know, I know Coach Sims would even, you know, Coach Sims would tell you that, but they just ended up making fewer than we did, you know, and I think by the fourth quarter, they were a little bit more physical than us. We had our chances, you know, that was the good thing, but the frustrating thing. We had our chances and we just didn't capitalize on those. You know, we had a chance to pick up a late fourth down. We left 5 points out there on the field with extra points and field goals. And so plenty to clean up this week for sure.
What were some things though you did like from your ball club in week one?
I really like, you know, I think that's the first time in a long time that we've felt explosive to me. You know, we were able to score explosive plays. I thought Peyton had a wonderful game. He played really well. Overall, I thought our O-line did a pretty good job. You know, and then our D, you know, our D tightened down when they needed to. You know, they at times struggled just like offense did, but they bared down and they got the job done ultimately in giving us a chance to go win the game. You know, that's all we can ask of them.
Of course, another non-conference game this week, but a somewhat familiar foe in New Richmond. So what are you looking for from New Richmond? We're still early on in this season, so people are more so going by what tradition dictates, but what are you expecting out of them?
Well, they're going to be super athletic. You know, they've been, since we started playing them, I guess 2 years ago now, or 3 years ago, I guess, I can't remember, but they have probably one of the most athletic team. You know, they've been the most athletic teams that we've seen every year. I mean, Coach Larson does a really good job over there. They're going to be super disciplined. Defensively, they're going to kind of thrive on chaos, and they're going to, they're going to put their athletes out in space and try to cover up our athletes. And, you know, and then they're going to try to be physical up front with us, you know, in offense, they got a really nice quarterback, you know, who can spin the ball. And again, they have skill guys that can go catch the ball. You know, I think, you know, they only scored 7 against Marshfield, but it's kind of one of those things. It's like, they're probably a sleeping giant, you know, and, you know, we're hoping, we can, you know, we can, keep them under wraps, you know, one more week, cause they're not going to stay under wraps. They're not going to score 7 points very often. So,
and you mentioned they tend to be the most athletic team that you see. What do you do to maybe counteract, if you will, that athleticism, or what is a strength of yours that you really have to have shine through to make sure that you offset what their strength is?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing we have to do as a group up front, you know, we got to really win the trenches. You know, that's the spot that we need to try to control this game. If we want to be competitive in this, we got to be physical with them, you know, and we just got to play assignment football. You know, we got to trust the guy next to us. You know, we just got to do our jobs, both sides of the ball, you know, offensively, O-line. You know, we got to take our right steps, and D, we got to read our right read keys, and we just have to play our game, you know, and trust the guy next to us. But like I said, we really got to be physical up front.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh! I love this guy.
What's your name? You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
It's time to go around the area with me, Derek Montesano. Regis is over in Bloomer, our original game for today. Chi High is back in Eau Claire taking on Memorial, and Altoona is in Black River Falls. When we come back, we will have kickoff.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play. Heard only at echometownradio.com.
It's time for kickoff. With the play-by-play of tonight's game, here's Scott Montesano.
And we're underway as New Richmond kicks it off to North. Here we go. Ball taken inside the 5-yard line by Aaron Solberg of North. He'll bring it out near the 20, maybe got right to the 20, and that's where North will get started. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well. A lovely night for football after what would have been gnarly weather last night. This game delayed until today, and it was the right call, especially since they got hit even harder than we did in Eau Claire with the storms out this way, Derek.
Yeah, that was even back in Eau Claire, it was really bad. So if they got hit here even worse, that tells you all you need to know.
So instead of delays and whatnot last night, beautiful day for football. North starts at their own 20-yard line as McCracken takes the snap. He'll give an inside handoff to Levante Bean. Bean, though, is going to be walled off right at the line, and it'll be second down and 10. North moving from left to right across your listening device. Final non-conference game before the